You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our business wrap-up. Mike Manchek is the president and CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC, a nonprofit working to generate jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout SLO County. He joins us now with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, Mike.
Always good to be on. Thank you, Randall.
Hey, a new commercial center on Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo is coming. Describe that for us.
In Friday's Morning Tribune, there's a story about a new commercial development at the location currently occupied by Daylight Home and Garden. Hmm. And it's a new commercial center called Heritage Plaza. So that's a major development downtown.
That's a big space.
It is a very big space. Yeah, yeah. And it's an important space. It's near Cal Poly and near that whole Monterey Street corridor. So that's a good thing.
It'll be primarily retail?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa Maria opens its first co-working space this Friday. Now, this is not like Slow Makerspace. It has a different focus.
Right. Slow Makerspace is an interesting model, really, for people that want to create a prototype of some sort. It's like a workshop. You then have the Hot House in San Luis Obispo, which is really a pure incubator. This is different. The one opening in Santa Maria, which I think is a great thing, is a co-working space. So it's a bit of a combination between an incubator where a company has a defined space to start a company and then combined with a co-working environment so people can share offices or desks that are not ready to have their own full-time office.
Those are less expensive and more readily available, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that up in San Francisco, you see, where you'll have a huge floor of a building that has like 10 companies on it and no walls.
Yeah, it's more affordable. It's more flexible. One of the biggest advantages is actually people getting to know each other, to collaborate, who are in like-minded industries.
This coming Thursday, UCSB releases its spring economic forecast. What does that mean for us?
That's right. On May 8 in downtown Santa Barbara at the Granada Theater, the UCSB Economic Forecast has its annual county forecast, meaning what is the economy going to look like in the next 12 months. It's their annual event. Mm-hmm. Peter Rupert, the economist at UCSB, puts this on. The following day in Santa Maria on May 9th is their forecast for northern Santa Barbara County. So that's held in Santa Maria. It's always a great event. It's something that's always informative. If you're interested in going, I'd get your tickets soon. They have terrific speakers and talk all about the economy, where it's been and where it might be going.
Any predictions?
You know, last year, the economist said that we were in a slight upward trend, but toward jobs that were not on the highest pay scale, which was very concerning for the economist because doesn't grow the economy in a way that is as significant as it could be. I'm concerned about hearing the same thing again this year. Again, there were two sectors in the economy. It was agriculture and some of tourism that were the only growing sectors in Santa Barbara County last May, and that's not a really good thing. So I'm hoping that we'll have a more diverse economy, and he'll report on something that is more focused on, let's say, high-tech companies, where there's more head-of-household jobs and more higher pay scales.
And San Luis Obispo County has its own economic forecast that comes out in the summer and fall.
It does. The Central Coast Economic Forecast Project, which I'm proud to be a board member of, that happens in June in Paso Robles. And then in the big countywide event is in November.
That's all we have time for this week, featuring San Luis Obispo County and Santa Barbara County and the Economic Vitality Corporation's Mike Manchek. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you, Randall.
I'm Randall White, KCBX News.